Hey, it's Jules.
And Jem.
Happy Trans Day. Let's
try it again.
Hey, it's...
Okay.
Hey, it's Jules.
And Jem. Happy Trans Day of Visibility. It's March 31st when we're releasing this. We're recording early, but that doesn't matter at all.
Yes.
I was just waiting for you to stop yawning.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not bored. I'm just
tired. I know. It's okay.
We've been working very hard today.
We have. So for Trans Day of Visibility, I thought it would be cool to kind of shadow Jules around in her day. It's going to be a Sunday, so it'll be like kind of lazy weekend day, but we have a couple projects we want to work on. And also, I kind of want to get into her world as much as I can.
I was wondering how you were going to fill that pause.
I was wondering when you're going to stop making that noise with your fingernails.
Fuck. It's hard working for this person.
I know. You have to be still. You have to say words. It's tough. Good thing you're sleeping with the producer.
Isn't that the truth?
One of the things that I wanted to do was to experience dilating 3 times a day like she does. So every time she has to dilate, I'm going to dilate too. Can I use your big dilator? The green one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kermit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use Kermit.
You can stick Kermit in my hole.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't used Kermit for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. I think I mentioned previously I came down with BV, bacterial vaginosis, and that really, I think, swelled the vaginal cavity up and made it very tight. It was hard at first to get the small dilator in, and then finally the blue one is now in without too much difficulty, but I haven't gotten back to green yet.
So I get to use it.
So you may use that.
And then maybe I'll switch to Ursula when it's time for you to size up so I can get like the full experience of having a bigger one. Whipper, will you shut the fuck up?
We can order the orange one.
I don't think it'll come in time for us to record tomorrow morning.
No, it probably won't.
No, you can't go in the attic. Shut up. Anyway, so we're gonna do that tomorrow, and well, for you it'll be in the next second. You will hear our day tomorrow. Okay, I have to move. I'm going to stop now, and you guys can go to tomorrow, and I'm going to get the cat out of here. Meow.
Good morning. It's morning for us.
We're sleepy.
And Jem is sleepy. So, it's morning. It's time for my first of my 3 dilations. And so I am sometimes at night. If I do my nighttime dilation late enough, I just kind of put the used dilators over there on the nightstand, and I wash them up in the morning. You really should do it right away, because it's easier to wash when it's liquid, but I don't always do that, so I'm going to be getting up and just washing them off. Then I'm going to come back, and I guess we'll both dilate.
Okay. Now you're getting your little dilator cloth.
Yeah,
that you sit on.
Yeah, they originally kind of recommended pads, like you buy in the drugstore.
Yeah, bed pads.
But I have this thing about filling landfills unnecessarily, and so you bought me these nice little towels.
Hand towels from Walmart.
We have these plus a few other things, and I keep them in a drawer. I always have one. I mean, you go through a lot of these, 21 in a week, so when you're dilating 3 times a day. So here's one for you.
Okay.
And I put that down underneath me because for better or for worse, the lube drips down, making stopping points at various stops between the vagina and bed.
Butthole.
Yeah.
I fold it? Do I fold it double like that?
That's how I do it.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm currently using Slippery Stuff lube. When I had BV, I was considering going back briefly to Surgilube just because it was causing some irritation and bleeding, but here is the Slippery Stuff.
Thank you.
And I just rub it on the tip of the dilator. And then just slowly work it in.
Where's the green one?
Oh, the green one. Kermit.
I need the green one.
You need Kermit. Here's...
Well, that looks kind of big first thing in the morning.
Well, I know. Well, which is why they, you know, you do the purple one first.
Right.
And then the blue one.
This is so messy. My hand is really messy.
Okay, so that takes practice.
Okay.
That just takes practice. It was that messy for me the first time. Yeah.
Wiping my hand on the towel.
Righto. Yeah.
I don't like it.
It just went right in.
Yeah, well.
Oh my gosh. The joys of cis women.
Yeah, I got all the way up to the whatever the last dot is, so. Yeah. Well done, vagina. So now we just sit there, and you start a timer, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll usually forget to start the timer. So you can see why half an hour is not the length of time that a dilation occurs.
Right, because we've already done quite a few minutes of prep work here.
And we've done a bunch of prep work, and then I forgot to start it. And then it'll ring, and then you take that out and lube up the next one. The whole thing... almost invariably takes at least 45 minutes.
So what I'm experiencing right now is the dilator feels really hard.
It's very hard.
I'm used to, you know, silicone dildos and things like that.
Right.
And it feels cold.
Yeah.
Like I'm feeling this really like cold sensation. I don't know, like if there was something that you took out of the fridge and put it in there, it feels really cold.
Oh, it doesn't feel that cold to me. Of course, I still have some numbness, so...
I would say the whole feeling is not pleasant.
Right.
But not super unpleasant or uncomfortable, just like...
it has... Meh. Once you get used to it, it has pleasant parts.
I could see, like, if I move it...
Yeah.
Feels nice. That could feel good. It's very smooth, and that is actually nice. I'm not used to sex toys being smooth like that.
Yeah, these are very smooth.
That is a very pleasant sensation. Okay.
Yeah, I just, as you or our listeners, if they were around then, may remember, I discovered this the first or second time I dilated. I think the first time was mostly pain.
Yeah, but the second time you were like, this feels amazing.
This feels really nice, and it does.
And then the third time you were like, nope, back to pain, and then we were back to pain for a while.
Yeah, and it comes and goes. It just depends on how tight you are and how... I was bleeding a lot then. There was a lot of swelling then.
Yeah, and I mean, you had fresh sutures and shit in there.
I had fresh sutures, ouch. Right.
But again, I guess you're pretty numb, so you didn't have too much feeling inside.
Well, where I did have feeling was in that bone that I have to bypass.
Right. Okay, yeah. Well, now we sit here for another 12 minutes, and we'll report back after that.
Okay, so the timer just went off. We are on, so you need to take that out.
Okay.
Slowly works better for me, because it's...
Oh, yeah, that feels
not
weird.
Not quite the shock to the system. Of course, you're going to be putting the same one back in.
Nope, I'm going to use my big dildo, so I can have a bigger one. Well, it's a little bit more girthy. I already get the full experience. I'm going to wipe this off before I put it down, okay. So I don't get stuff everywhere.
And I'm going to need some...
Oh, I still have the lube. My bad. I'll just put some on here before I...
And you see, you put yours all over it. I just put mine on the end.
Yeah, I just put it on the tip just now.
Okay.
Whipper, did you have something to say to everyone? No, just kidding. Now that I'm looking at you, you don't care.
Boy, that's good. That blue one is all the way at full depth.
Nice.
Without any pain. So, I'm going to try to start using the green one again.
Yay.
Not today,
not today. Just, I'm imagining, like, taking it out and handing it over to you, being like, here you go.
Yeah.
I warmed it up for you. So now it's cold all over again. Mostly what I experienced during the last 15 minutes was bored, hungry, and then reading an article about someone changing their pronouns and being upset about it. And forgetting I had a dilator in. So, yeah.
Yeah. When I put the green one, I pretty much never forget I have the dilator in. Because it's just always causing me, you know, difficulty.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll check back in 15 minutes. Is our time up yet? I have to pee.
It isn't. It's gonna be a little while.
How long is it?
It's like 7 minutes left.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the world of dilating.
I don't like it. Okay. Oh, wait.
If I really, really can't handle it, what I do is pee between first dilation and second dilation. But it's good to wait because, you know, you're supposed to pee after you dilate. This way you just hold it in and...
It's so uncomfortable to have to pee when you have something inside you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. So, welcome to dilation.
Gee, this is fun. I can't wait to do it again.
Twice more today, and then three times again tomorrow, and then three times again the next day. Really, it's not that bad. You get used to it. And also, for me, in a month, I'm going down to once a day.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
That'll be great.
For 6 months, and then down to once a week.
And we can just have sex once a week, and you won't even have to do it.
Yeah, that's true. When you have sex, that counts.
Be like, babe, it's time for you to dilate now.
That's true. You know, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, you have sex once a week.
I think my towel moved. Oh, no. Did I leak on the bed? I don't know.
Well, this stuff dries. It's water-based. It dries.
Okay. 6 more minutes. 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. Okay. Yeah, you're okay.
That sound means it's time to stop.
Well, actually, it means you may stop.
Ugh.
I often keep it in for a little while longer.
I don't like the bigger one. It makes my scar hurt.
I feel the same way about the green one.
Okay, so now I'm all drippy.
Yep.
I'm gonna go pee.
And you're gonna find that the bidet doesn't help you as much as you wish it did.
My towel seems clean still. So yeah, I'm gonna
that means
save
all
it.
That extra goo is gone somewhere else.
Butthole.
Yes. You'll find that out at your next shower.
Hmm. So now I'll take my dilators and put them on the sink. Oh, there's the cat circle. Hi, cat circle. You're gonna fall off the bed. I think I'm gonna get tired of washing these real quick. Well, I've spared you all the sound of me peeing, but I'm gonna use the bidet. Ah. Which I do anyway, but it's kind of different. There's so much lube. Oh my gosh, it's just everywhere. Now I've gotta remember where I left my panties. Oh, there they are. Do you ever lose your panties?
Yeah, but I tend to just drop them right here beside the bed when I'm about to dilate. But usually since I'm dilating first thing in the morning, I put on a different pair of panties after that.
I've got a panty liner here that I'm putting in.
I stopped doing that.
Well, I'm doing it because I'm expecting my period.
Well, I know, but I stopped doing it when I thought I had a yeast infection. I don't know why I haven't started again. After you've dilated, sometimes it's just more comforting. Do that.
I feel sensitive down there, like, ow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not comfortable feeling.
Of course, you used a bigger dilator, two bigger dilators than I did.
Yeah, but you're a lot smaller than I am.
I'm a lot smaller than you are, and you imagine how you feel when you are recovering.
Yeah, it must be really raw feeling all the time.
It does, but right now it's great. And now, especially with the purple one, the smallest one, I kind of look forward to it.
I don't like the feeling I have afterward. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel good. I'm going to get breakfast now.
Yeah, I'll get up and pee and meet you down there. Reminder, next dilation, 4 or 5 hours.
Again, I already feel like I lost so much time.
I know.
Ew.
And then another one tonight.
We better watch a Great British Baking Show or something tonight while we're doing it, because I'm bored. So it's now 2 o'clock. The sound that you hear is me working on a home improvement project. We have been taking out the flooring in our basement, which has been a hellish several week job. We're saving a lot of money though, so, you know, worth it. Anyway, I have a feeling at any moment Jules is going to text me and say, time to dilate again, and I'm like, ugh, dreading it. Like, great, I get to do nothing for half an hour. This is really disruptive to your life.
I thought it was, I don't know. I guess I thought in my mind it was more like, well, you know, you just go lie down and rest for half an hour, but it's really far less comfortable and convenient than that. So I'm learning a lot.
Okay, up we go. I have been summoned. Hello.
Hey.
I guess it's that time, huh?
It's always that time.
Starting to feel like it. All right, let me wash my hands.
Whoa, my hair is crazy. Why didn't you tell me? I haven't looked at myself today.
I've got my dilators. I think I might just leave the green one in this time because the silicone one was really irritating my scar, and that's not something I need to do.
But you should, for a little bit more realism, you should take it out after 15 minutes.
Okay, and stick it back in.
And stick it back in. Relube it, stick it back in.
Okay.
I think this is really sweet what you're doing.
I feel like I'm on NPR. I'm reporting from the front lines here.
So put it out a towel for you.
I did.
I said I put, oh, I thought I put one out.
Oh, you did, but I,
that's
this
fine.
Is it.
That's great.
But I'm using the one from before because it is fine still.
Okay. Here is the lube.
I can't believe I have to do this 2 more times today.
How did you do it 4 times?
Oh my gosh.
I know, that was really bad. I just felt like it was never doing anything else.
Yeah, and that's all we talked about on the podcast. Ah, it's cold. Ah. Oh, it didn't go all the way in this time.
Yeah. It just, you just gotta figure it out.
Ugh.
I mean, like, right now, my small one is not wanting to go. You know, you just kind of do a little back and forth. And
okay. All right.
The first and major trick I learned is that the first time in, it just may not have enough lube. Kind of almost no matter how much lube you put on.
It just gets stuck on the outside, probably.
Yeah, so taking it out and putting more lube on is often useful.
All right, well, I'm all set. I guess I'm gonna do more internet. My towel keeps moving away from my butt. I keep getting worried that it's gonna not be in the right place.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life.
It's water-based, so, you know, if you just expose it, it'll dry.
Yeah, but still, it just seems kind of icky. Oh, well, today's our sheet washing day anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Okay, well, we'll check back in with you when it's time to change it out. It came out.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It came out when I coughed.
Oh, yeah, coughing, laughing.
Oh, dear. Shit. Okay.
Sneezing. There are a lot of things that do that.
Farting?
Could.
Maybe. Okay. Okay, so it's time to take it out.
Time to remove the first one.
I can say it feels kind of raw and sore.
Yeah.
I can see why you just don't want to have sex that often if you're doing this all the time. Like, it's like, and I mean, I cognated this, but I didn't understand it in my body that maybe there was so much going on down there already. That it was like, okay, please leave it alone because it doesn't feel very good.
Yeah, and then add to that the fact that my clit is just ultra sensitive, and also imagine that you had surgery on it in the last few months.
Yeah, I can definitely.
Yeah.
I have a lot more empathy. Still want to have sex with you, though.
Well, things are normalizing. You know, I'm painting this as a really bleak picture, but the fact is, you get used to it. It becomes not that big a thing. You know, it's an annoyance, but when you think about, you know, this is what you want.
Right.
And you're willing to do, you know, within a year, you're down to one time a week. And if you have sex, no times a week.
Feeling very sore in there.
Yep.
Especially at the end.
Yep.
Ow. And I mean, I have some scarring from childbirth, and this has just irritated the shit out of it. I can't imagine when you have scars that are not 10 years, 12 years old. Yikes. Respect, post-op ladies. And if you hear a little sound, it's my cat purring / snoring. He has allergies, so.
So, I added a time when your dilator wants to squirt out, which is when you sneeze.
Yeah, I farted and it totally fell out entirely. It's just like, well, that wasn't the noise that I made, but the dilator went out like that. Oh, I just laughed it out just now.
Yeah, Veronica, you gotta pay attention
to me. Boy.
I gotta tell you something, though. I don't work outside the home, other than, you know, I volunteer every day, but I can work around that. But people who have 8-hour, 9-hour jobs and have to dilate 3 times a day, those are the people I respect.
Right, like, what do you do?
I couldn't tell you.
Wait, listeners, can you write in to us if you have a job and you're still dilating several times a day? Like, how do you handle that? The email address is...
Transinthesouthpod.
P-O-D, or gmail.com. I mean, I guess you could do it first thing in the morning, and then if you're working a day shift, then you can do it as soon as you get home, and then right before bed?
I guess.
Yikes.
I know.
All right, see you in 15 minutes.
How are you doing?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yay, we can take it out. Ugh.
Slowly.
Too late. It's already out. Oh, my gosh. The uncomfortable thing here was that somehow I got lube all over my leg.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that occurred.
Yeah, it gets in all
over
there.
It's so goopy.
And as I said, the bidet doesn't really take care of that. You really got to get in the shower, which is why I learned early never to take a shower when I have a dilation coming up. Always shower if I can after the dilation.
Want me to wash your dilators too?
Oh, are you going to go do that? Yes,
yeah.
Please. So, see you back here at sometime between dinner and bedtime.
Okay. My thighs are still so sticky. I do not like this. Nope, I don't.
That's the big part of dilating, is how sticky you are after.
It is now 9:12, and I think it's time for final dilation of the day. Just tidying up a little here. Oh, we have to put sheets on the bed. Oh, you knocked a bottle of mousse over?
Mm-hmm.
What's a mousse doing in our bathroom?
It was in a bottle, so it's okay.
I guess that's fine.
Okay.
All right, sheets are on. Although I have to say, as I sit down, my vagina hurts.
Yes. Again, are we rolling?
Yeah.
Again, I want to say to people who have just started or will be dilating, but this really is not, you know, it's nice to give an ally a sense that this is really not the most fun thing in the world. But the most important thing to do to me is to tell the audience who is about to or starting to or maybe dilating one day that it's not really all that bad. It's annoying. It's tedious. It may hurt at first, the first few times you do it, until you learn how to get it done. But mostly it's just tedious. It takes away from your day. But eventually, and after a year, it's one time a week or sex. It's not bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it hurts. It just feels like it's had things in it a few times.
Yeah.
And please pardon my cat. He's again angry that he can't get into the closet and go up to the attic.
Bummer.
It's too sad for you.
We feel so sorry for you.
No, we don't. Could I have some of that?
Oh, you might want some.
You put some ketchup on my hot dog here?
Yeah. Going in dry is not the way to go with this kind of thing.
Yeah. It looks all pretty.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And you find it running down into...
your butthole.
Into your butthole.
It's cold. Purr, I will turn you into a rug.
They won't.
Yes, I will.
No,
it's only a threat. Fine. I'll turn you into a hat because you're too small for a rug. They're taking turns putting their paws in the door. Good heavens. 15 minutes starting now. Ow.
15 minutes.
15 minutes starting now.
Not everybody has you at half an hour. If I weren't recovering from BV, I would be doing 3 dilators at 10 minutes each. So, but right now I'm just building back up.
Enjoy your dilation, Jules. Almost said your real name. Had to think for a second. I was turning it upside down and right side up. You really can kind of
Well, it's got the curve.
Yeah, you can kind of feel if it's upside down.
Dr. McGinn gave me, what do they call, sole source, S-O-U-L. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about doing this and interested, very many people go with sole source. I start with the purple that it, there are two purples.
Yes, there's a really small, tiny purple, and then there's a smallish.
And you just build up, and there's some people who can do the orange at the top, and I can just never hope to do that, but I need to.
If you wanted to, you could, but you don't want to.
You seem pretty confident of what I can do.
Yeah, I believe in you.
Okay, well, thank you.
I have every confidence.
Okay.
That if you should choose to do that, you could.
Well, I still can't get the green one all the way in.
Yeah, but you didn't used to think you could get it in at all. And now you can.
Yeah.
Some.
Anyway, we'll get back with you.
Yep. Be back in a few.
Okay, we're done with...
The first one?
A fifth...
Ugh.
One of the day.
That feels better to not have that in there.
Putting lube on the second one, on the blue one.
All right, 15 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay, our last dilation of the day is done. I feel relieved.
Yeah?
Ugh. We started this at 10:30 a.m. We are finishing it at 10 p.m.
And for me, it's just another day. Three more tomorrow. But I'm very impressed that you wanted to show that you're an ally by figuring out what this is, and I appreciate it.
Of course, and I gained a lot of respect for the, and I said this before when you weren't around to the recording device, but I thought it was just like, you know, you lie down, you watch stuff on your phone.
Yeah.
It's just like taking a rest, but it's not actually very restful.
It's not all that restful, although, again, you get used to it.
I mean, it's not, like, super uncomfortable the whole time, but it's not like, I'm going to take a nap.
No,
you know, you've got to have your legs somehow to make sure that it's not falling out.
Right.
And you can feel it, and it's just, it's like not, and you can't, like, lie on your side or anything.
Right.
It's just not very comfortable. So I learned a lot, and that's, like, the amount of time it takes out of your day is, like, very, more than I appreciated before. And the soreness I didn't appreciate either. And no matter how, I thought because, you know, I've been having sex with a vagina for a while that I knew how to, if you'd asked me, I would have thought I'm not going to make a mess with this because I know how to deal with having parts like that. And I was wrong. It got all over. So I find myself humbled and with a new respect for all you folks who have to dilate. It's a job. And I can imagine how tedious it gets after 6 months.
But you know something? It's absolutely worth it. I mean, there's never been a time that I say, oh my God, what did I do this for? Never one moment.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Like, the amount of how much I would have to want it would be an enormous amount in order to go through a surgery, B, all the expense, and C, this recovery that takes so many hours.
But I get two prizes. Number one, I mean, I get a million prizes, but then physically, I don't have a penis. And second, I have a vagina. And those may seem like the same thing, but to me, it's two things. It's mm-hmm. two gifts in one. And so really, in that light, when you see it in that light, dilating three times a day really is nothing to me. It's just nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Trans Day of Visibility, my dear.
Happy Trans Day of Visibility, babe.
I love you.
Love you too.
Kudos to you for doing this all the time. And I guess we'll see you all next time on Trans in the South.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.